Secretary Janet Napolitano, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
As we speak, the Senate is wrapping up negotiations on its version of the bill. But relative to how long it's taken to get to this point, the bill's moved, it seems like, reasonably quickly. What's motivated Washington, do you think, to get behind this issue right now? Why do this now?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. One is that there is a common recognition across the spectrum that the immigration system we currently have doesn't work well, doesn't meet our current needs as a nation, and so it needs to be overhauled. I think another reason for Senate momentum is that the bill everyone is working from was drafted by 4 Democrats and 4 Republicans, so it is inherently bipartisan. And as the Senate has moved through the various procedural and amendment votes this week on the bill, those votes have all been bipartisan. And I think the third reason it's gathered some momentum, quite frankly, is the economic analysis, which shows that the bill actually will help reduce the deficit and contribute to the solvency of the Social Security Trust Fund.
You're talking about the recent memo from the Congressional Budget Office.
Yes, I am. And the CBO predicts that this would contribute to deficit reduction about $200 billion in the first 10 years, another $700 billion in the second 10 years, and as I said, it will contribute in a major way to the solvency of the Social Security Trust Fund.
Of course, opponents of the path to citizenship laid out in the measure say that the bill is still fundamentally unfair to those who are trying to come here legally.
Yeah, I think that's inaccurate. First of all, the path to citizenship is not an easy one. It requires people to come out of the shadows, to pay a fine for breaking the law, to pay fees. And at every stage in the process, they will pay additional fees. They have to stay out of the criminal justice system, pay their taxes, pay into the Social Security Trust Fund. And for most immigrants, it will take upwards of 13 years to ultimately adjust their status to being a lawful permanent resident and then a citizen. So for those already in line, who are in line for visas, they will be well in back of those. And at the same time, it will enable us to, you know, acknowledge that we've got 10 million people in the country illegally. From a security standpoint, we'd like to know who they are, and we'd like to capture their biometrics. So this enables us to do that.
What about concerns? I know some in the Republican Party have voiced concerns that this maybe opens the way for undocumented skilled workers to maybe take away high-paying jobs from current American citizens.
The way the high-skilled visas work in the bill, employers have to search for American workers first, and they have to pay wages that are sufficiently high enough that there's an incentive to hire American workers first before hiring immigrant high-skilled workers. So that construct is why both organized labor and groups like the Chamber of Commerce support the bill.
We can't talk about this, of course, without talking about border security. And Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says he won't vote for the bill at all because it doesn't strengthen the border first. Do you think he has a point? I mean, what's your standard for border security as you look at this bill going forward?
Well, you know, I speak as the secretary, but also as the former governor of Arizona, so I know that border very, very well. You know, in the past 4 years, we've put more manpower and technology and aerial surveillance at the U.S.-Mexico border than at any time in our nation's history. There was even more added to that in the bill as it came out of committee in the Senate. And then with the most recent amendment, there's a whole border surge added on top of that, for example, doubles the size of the Border Patrol. It's hard to see what more you can put down there for border security, and I hope that label is not being used as an excuse for not getting to the other merits of the bill, which is immigration reform.
Republican leaders in the House have also said they feel no pressure to act quickly on the bill, you know, once it passes the Senate. To your mind, I mean, what's the cost of failure on this bill, or the cost of delaying it? I mean, if it stalls in the House, what does the country really lose, even if it's just a delay of a few months for the House to work on its own version?
What is the cost of failure? The price of failure is this. If you like our current immigration system and think it works great, that's the price of failure. If you think the way most people do, as I do, as the secretary and as a former governor, that our current system doesn't work as well as it should and needs to be overhauled, then you want some sort of bipartisan comprehensive bill such as that which is going to come out of the Senate.
Do you expect to see something on the president's desk in the coming months?
We would hope so, and we will work toward that end.
Janet DiPaolo-Tano is Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Secretary, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.